a turning away from moral virtues. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, preached the moral virtue of Islam, the true faith, and advised people not to abandon the path indicated by the Holy Quran, revealed as a guide to mankind by Almighty Allah. Allah assisted and supported the Prophet, peace be upon him, who devoted his life to fully discharging this duty and bestowed success upon him. As a result, Islam quickly spread to far distant lands and enjoyed enormous public interest and support everywhere it was preached. The moral values brought with it by the Quran, such as peace, justice, brotherhood, solidarity, loyalty, love, affection, and honesty, soon spread and came to enjoy pride of place among individuals and nations. There was a rapid and widespread move towards proper moral values. The way that, at a time when Islam and the moral virtues of the Quran were spreading and enjoying wide acceptance, our Prophet, peace be upon him, referred to a very different climate existing in the future, is a truly miraculous state of affairs. There will come a time when only the image of the Holy Quran and only the name of Islam remain. Although they are the furthest removed from Islam, people will be known as Muslims, and their places of worship will be mere ruins on the road to salvation. Though they will appear most attractive, there will come a time when people have human faces, but the hearts of Satan. They will shed blood and not refrain from ugly behavior. If you join them, they will spy on you. If you trust them, they will betray you. Their children are immoral, and their young people unrestrained. Their elders do not command the good and embarrass the bad. They regard the sunnah as corruption, and corruption as sunnah. One of the inevitable consequences of turning away from the moral values of the faith is social degeneration. Social collapse manifests itself in a number of different ways. Fragmented families, high divorce rates, and cohabitation are the natural results of damage to the institution of the family. This is how our Prophet, peace be upon him, who lived 14 centuries ago, described this picture. When there is separation and social instability among people, the growth of divorce is one of the portents of the Day of Judgment. The severing of ties with relatives and bad neighborliness are some of the portents of the Day of Judgment. One of the most striking signs of social disintegration is the huge rise in crime. This has reached enormous levels in our day. The Global Report on Crime and Justice, issued by the United Nations Office for Drug Control and Crime Prevention, makes the following generalizations regarding the nations of the world. In general, crime levels will continue to rise as they did in the 1980s and 1990s. All over the world, over a five-year period, two-thirds of inhabitants of large cities are at least once suffered criminal activities. The possibilities of being a sufferer of a serious crime in the world as a whole is 1 in 5. Crimes of violence and crimes against property by young people, irrespective of region, are all correlated with economic problems. There has been an enormous rise in the varieties and quality of illegal narcotics. Social degeneration and all the problems that associated with it are the inevitable results of people forgetting Allah and the reason for their creation, and they're turning their backs on the true faith and moral values. The perverted philosophies and ideological movements that emerged from the 19th century onwards played a considerable role in this degeneration, spreading much further and attaining a much higher level than ever in the past. Darwinism, materialism, communism, Satanism, and New Age beliefs are just a few of these twisted trends and movements. The abandonment of religious moral values and social degeneration has now reached a peak compared with the past. Perversions, crime, violence, and immorality are now widespread all over the world. The way that our Prophet, peace be upon him, described today's prevailing climate with its social and moral aspects in great detail 1,400 years ago is another of his great miracles.